Someone's looking grumpy. First you won't dance with me. Then you won't come with me to get drinks. Oh, it's just not like you. Why are you having such a long face, Omega? Those two on the dance floor? You should be happy that you can't really smell them. Their pheromones are stinking up the whole place. Something sour like lemon with mint underneath. You would be coughing if you could smell it right now, trust me. I'm almost jealous that I don't have to deal with that. So, are you just going to sit here for the rest of the night and pout? Really? It's more fun to sit by yourself and just watch everyone having fun than to actually join in? You're getting jealous, aren't you? Look, I know scent is a sore spot for you. You told me as much when we first started dating. I apologized for my scent flare-up, and then you told me that it doesn't matter because yours don't work properly anyways. The way you're watching that couple on the dance floor, twirling around and scenting each other. Not to mention you're the most attractive Omega in the room and no one else has asked you to dance. It's kind of obvious what's wrong, Omega. You want attention from someone other than your alpha. It's okay, Omega, I promise. I'm not upset. You're not able to smell what people are thinking when they walk by you. So you really have no idea what they're thinking. You just know that no one has looked at you for more than a few seconds and a quick sniff, right? Would you be mad if that was my fault? Well, when you told me that you can't really smell anything, I got possessive over you for some reason. I can't explain it, but it felt like I had to go above and beyond to take care of you, because you don't have all the information that I do. Sure, I can say that I'm fine, but you wouldn't be able to smell if that's true or something. I wanted to keep you safe, so as we got closer, I started to mark you a bit more than what's socially acceptable, you could say. Since you couldn't smell it, you never complained. I didn't want people to look at an Omega who can't smell anything and think you're easy bait. So I started to mark you more. Since we moved in together, every time you've left the house, you kinda reek of me. When you said you wanted to come out to the club tonight, I knew there would be a lot of alphas, betas, even omegas looking at you. I mean, how could they not? You got all dressed up. It's been really hard to keep my hands to myself all night. Trying to get you on the dance floor just so I can feel you move against me. Being able to touch all over you while others watch. Sorry, that's not the point. I didn't want anyone to get the wrong idea and think you were single, because you're not. So, when we were cuddling this afternoon, I decided to basically douse you in my scent. Is that okay? I'm glad you're relieved. I was worried you were going to punch me there for a second. You had this look in your eyes, which, now that I have a better look at it, definitely feels more like hunger than it does anger. Does it turn you on knowing this? The fun thing about you not being able to smell yourself or anyone else is that you don't know how to hide your feelings. Your scent starts to mingle with mine as you release it into the air, unaware you're even doing it. Never did get a control of that, since you don't even know what you smell like. My clove and myrrh blends effortlessly with your roasted chestnut as that scent of lemon and mint fades away. You can see more eyes are starting to look at you, can't you? That's because it's not just my scent on you anymore. You're starting to release yours. Everyone can smell it, Omega. It's so potent, too. No wonder you're getting so many looks. Placing my hand on your thigh. Do you know what your scent is saying? That you're enjoying my company. That you're wanting more of it, and that you're a few seconds away from being soaked. Does that sound about right? Then in a minute, we go somewhere a little more quiet. I want everyone to see you before I take you to the back. That way they know who's taking you home tonight. They're allowed to look all they want. Hell, they can even smell whatever you put out into the air. I want them to see you. I want them to scent you. I want them to know that they don't have a chance with an Omega as sexy as you. Don't even realize it because you can't scent us. Have no idea how badly everyone wants to fuck you right now. It's not just me, little O. The alpha passing by our table. The beta waitress. The omega bartender. Everyone has eyes on the slutty omega flaring scent. Like this is the private space of our home. Like we're alone. You can't even find it in yourself to care, can you? As I start to get up, you follow my lead, easily slipping your hand in mine. Let's go somewhere a little more private, Omega. Pardon us. Sorry there. Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, just passing through. Yeah, there you go. Thanks. Excuse us. I'm just gonna, trying to get, thank you. A little bit this way, Omega. If I remember correctly, there's a private spot around here. There. Perfect. After you. Tiny little closet, but that's never really stopped anyone. Just going to have to keep our voices down so someone doesn't join. pressed against mine in such a tight space. You feel my hands on your ass instantly squeezing. Oh, that's it. I have no idea how fucking good you smell, little O. Like a gift just for me. Keep your voice down, remember? There's a whole club outside. Don't want to invite too many questions when we're trying to be sneaky, right? As I slide your bottoms and underwear off, your breath hitches as you feel just how warm the closet has gotten. Starting to touch me back. Oh, that's it, Omega. You wanna make Alpha pop her knot, don't you? Oh, breathing out a yes. You pull on my dress, raising it just enough to get what you want. That's my Omega. Need me just as much as I need you. Got all hot and bothered watching me dance with others. All because you were too stubborn to join me. That couple scenting each other on the dance floor was just the straw that broke the camel's back. Somehow you forgot that you have an alpha who's obsessed with you and your body. Feeling my hand move around, I'm greeted with how wet you are. Absolutely soaked because you got a taste of your alpha. Your body knows how badly I want you, even if you can't smell it. It's obvious now I touch you. Fingers circling slowly. Can't really hear anything over the sound of music, but that doesn't mean you can't feel it. Rocking into my hands. Not speeding up, no. I'm going as slow as possible. Your scent can't hide from me, little O. Spraying it all around the room. Did you really think you were being subtle? Poor little Omega. Thought no one could smell this. Really have no clue what's going on. Living in your own little world. Don't know how you managed before you met me, little O. Life must have been so hard. Moaning as my fingers continue to work you. That's my dumb Omega. Already forgetting to keep your voice down. It's almost like you want to invite someone to join. Whining at that, you wrap your arms around me, bringing me closer. Too horny to even think. You just want to feel my cock and knot, don't you? Then beg for it, little O. If you want it that badly, you certainly aren't above begging, right? You sound so good, but I'm gonna need you to lower your voice. You don't want some alpha to hear you begging for a nod and think it's an open invitation. You're my Omega, which means you want my knot. Try again, little O. Oh, if you had asked so sweetly from the beginning, you wouldn't have even had to beg in the first place. Though I do love hearing how badly you want me. Oh, my fingers leave as I push you against the wall. You wrap your legs around me, moaning as you're pressed between the cold wall and my warm body. The head of my cock, Jesus, just outside your entrance. My hand long gone from teasing your needy little hole. You're left leaking all over me. Did you really think that I wouldn't be able to smell this? Oh, Omega, if we were still sitting in that booth, we would have been kicked out because you can't control yourself. Had to find a private space so that you wouldn't fuck yourself right then and there in front of everyone. Acting without shame, you're just letting your scent out. Not caring who smells it. It wasn't even something that crossed your mind. Didn't even realize you had a scent until you met me. No one had ever told you. Don't you worry. After you take my knot, you'll be back to smelling like me. There will be no questions as to who you belong to, Omega. Oh. I love the sounds you keep making. I really do, but I don't want someone to get the wrong idea. A needy Omega moaning. Their scent slowly slipping out of the room from the crack between the floor and the door. You know someone's going to get curious. One of the other alphas, or betas, or even an Omega. Someone's going to want to know what's going on. Might want to join in. They don't know that you're for me, do they? You're not just some Omega who spreads their legs for any alpha. That stereotype never really suited you. You prefer to be a slut for just one alpha. You happened to pick me, didn't you? And now you can't get enough of my cock, of my knot, of my cum. Became completely insatiable once you met the right alpha. Just listen to you. You're really trying to hold your sounds back. Oh, that's it. You're being good for me, little O. Keep it up. You're going to make me proud, aren't you? That's how you earn my knot. Made sure to take a little thing that makes my knot no longer than 5 minutes. I wanted to fuck you when we went out tonight. We can't really be getting stuck if that was the plan, right? You'll still get your knot, so don't complain, Omega. I know that's what you really want. Don't even have to touch yourself to come. You're gonna come when my knot fits inside you, stretching you out. Always do. It's my favorite noise in the world. That a little moan as you release. So fucking good, Omega. Oh, look at you. Rocking with me. Trying to dig it deeper. Your whole stretch is perfectly around me. Making sure you feel every inch. The better you feel, the more the noises spill from your lips. It's okay, Omega. Oh, I've got you. Alpha's right here. Not going anywhere. Not until you feel my knot. And aware of your scent filling the room. It's just one of my favorite things about you. Your absolute lack of control. You just do whatever feels good, regardless of the consequences, don't you? Oh, such a good slut for me. Don't behave this way with anyone else. This is something just for me. My own private slut. My personal Omega. Oh, clenching around me at that. Trying to keep every inch inside. You hate being empty. I know, little O. You've told me enough times. Whining at you. Burrow your head in my shoulder. You realize this muffles your noises. You get a bit louder, a bit bolder. Maybe you are wanting someone to join us. I can always ask that couple that was on the dance floor earlier. You seemed pretty into them. Would you like to show them how well you can take a cock, Omega? Oh, you don't want to show them what a pretty little slut you can be. Oh, no. You just want to be my dumb Omega earning my knots. My cock feels nice, but it doesn't compare to the knot stretching you out, making you feel so full. Love being stuffed so much. It's almost a problem. Dumb little Omega sluts like yourself spend all day thinking about Alpha's knot, don't they? It's why you start moaning and seeing stars the second I'm inside you. Everything stops the moment I am fucking you. You can never get enough of this. Always wanting more, always asking for it. The more you feel me thrust into you, the closer you get. Your own hands wrapping around me tighter, needing something to hold on to. You don't try to touch yourself because it's not what you want. The only thing that's going to save tonight is taking Alpha's knot in a closet, right? Yeah, nothing else sounds good to your slutty little brain. Only got one thing on your mind, and it's getting Alpha's cock inside you. Saw me on the dance floor with strangers and couldn't help but imagine the moves elsewhere. You felt my hips grind like that, only it wasn't with clothes on. You felt my hands on your waist like that, only it wasn't in such a friendly manner. You only made yourself more jealous by not joining me, deciding to stew in your own pity. Good thing Alpha's here to help you. You don't know where you would be without me, huh? Oh, just listen to you. Sound so close already. Oh, are you going to come before the knot even starts to form? Oh, oh, tightening yourself as an answer. You feel my cock twitch just right. Can feel bits of pee leaking inside you as I keep moving, not stopping. The closer you get, the harder it is for you to keep your voice down. Getting louder as the thrusts get deeper. Oh, brushing against that special bundle of nerves. Don't be too loud. You don't want to invite a third or fourth. You're a slut, but only for me, right? Not going to act like this for a total stranger. That's just not in your nature. You are one alpha type of omega. Dedicate yourself completely to that one alpha. Oh, I love you just like you love me, Omega. Yes, I do. You take me so fucking well. Don't think I'd be able to find another like you. You're perfect for me, you know that? Nodding your head, yes. You feel your orgasm getting closer as my knot starts to swell. Your hole feels so fucking good around me. It gets bigger with every movement. Oh, fuck. You start clenching, trying to make it tighter, pressing the knot harder against your sensitive spot. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, such a good slut for Alpha. Taking her cock so well, so close to what you really want. My knot is the only thing that's been on your mind all night. Wish you could smell how close you are, how badly you need it. It's not just obvious from your body, from how you shake against me, but it's in your scent. Tinged with ember, you're getting close. You're gonna come, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Fuck, that's right, little O. Love how honest you are. It's just so odd. Only helps my knot swell more. You're gonna come with me, aren't you? Going to show off what a good slut you are. That you can take everything Alpha gives. I know it feels good. That's why you should come. Oh, I know you want to. I can feel it. Don't hold anything back. Let it all out, little O, and come. Come with O. Feeling better, little O? Guess all you needed was a little bit of attention in your Alpha's fat knot. And suddenly, you're back to your usual self. Smiling as you feel another burst of cum inside you. The endorphins from the bite flood your system. A little bit of blood forms where my teeth broke the skin again, but you don't mind. It only made it better, didn't it? Love you so much, my Omega. I know you can't smell it, but right now, I'm letting out very contented Alpha. Slowly covering you in my own scent. It might not be fair that you can't smell me. But now that you know what I'm doing, you don't want me to stop, do you? My little slut adores smelling like me. That way no Alpha even attempts to look in your direction. You don't want it. Why settle for someone less than what you need? It doesn't make sense. Another moan leaves your lips as you feel the knot pump another load into you. Don't worry. We shouldn't be here too much longer. Only another 3 or 4 minutes. Then we can go back out there and join the rest of the people. Will you dance with me now? Oh, thank you, little O. Let's make everyone jealous that they aren't the one taking you home tonight.